Joining us on the line is actor and Blue Peter legend Peter Duncan to talk about the launch of a festive trio of online pantomimes for families, schools and community groups called Here's Three I Made Earlier. Very clever. An acclaimed panto dame, writer and director, Peter has taken his passion and expertise for panto and made them available to stream online. How are you, Peter?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm in Guernsey, actually.
Wonderful.
I'm not on the mainland.
What's happening in Guernsey?
Well, I'm doing a play, actually, about ghosts. And it's our last week, and it's set on Guernsey. So that's what I'm doing here.
Yeah. Nice. Tying in perfectly with Halloween.
Well, it did, actually. Yes, all a bit spooky last night. Yeah.
So this is a fabulous idea. I know you launched this panto online during COVID. So obviously a good time to do it when people like yourself weren't able to perform. It must have been awful.
Well, I'd always produced pantomimes, yes. And when the pandemic struck, I just had this idea to do a live kind of feeling panto, but actually a film. And it just kind of grew from there, ended up in the cinemas, and we did a big one the second year. And we've got our third one coming out called Pantoland, which is a mix of stories like Peter Pan and Aladdin and Red Riding Hood. So it's a kind of a storyline that goes through lots of different pantos. That comes out, always having its premiere on the 27th at the Everyman Cinema. And then it's also coming out, being released on 2nd of December. Yeah, so that's when you can get that one.
Great.
But you can get the first two now for, I think it's a tenner each, or you can get all three for 15. So it's very economical in these tough times.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. And how is it putting panto together for something that you're going to do online compared to on the stage? Kind of, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is that, well, there's lots of advantages to it, really, because it's also like doing a story-led kind of a story of a pantomime, but you're sort of kind of adding in, you've got to do original music because it's going out in cinemas and things. This one isn't the latest one, but the earlier ones did, so you can't really use just pop tunes. And as long as you employ all the panto skills of feedback, it's interactive. So when a school or a community or scouts or the guides or even at home with your family, you watch it, you're reacting like you would in a theatre. And when you see that happening, say, in a full cinema or in a school when they show it to all the school, it's just like being in the theatre. So you don't lose any of that feeling. And I think what's great about doing it on on film is that you can be much more intimate. You can have close-ups, you can tell the story better. And of course, then you've got special effects, lots of slapstick and slosh is certainly enhanced when you do it on film, because if you do a slosh and a slapstick scene, you've only got so many buckets you can fill up, but on film, obviously, it's unlimited almost.
Yeah, and pantomime is often children's first kind of time going to the theatre, isn't it? It's often children's first experience of being in a theatre and seeing people perform on stage. Do you remember going to the theatre and seeing pantomime when you were young?
Oh, well, I grew up with it because my mum and dad used to put them on. So as a kid, I was always being hoisted up for the song sheet at the end or watching them from the wings. So it's in my sort of in my DNA, really. I mean, I think what banjo is really about is families going into, because when the kids see the grown-ups laugh at grown-ups' jokes and then the grown-ups see the kids laugh at the kids' jokes, it becomes a family experience. So The genius of pantomimes, there is something for everybody in it, very young and very old. So as long as you get those ingredients in there, it really works.
And you have played the dame many times over the years. Can you remember the first time?
Well, no, to be honest, I obviously, when I was younger, I was playing Jack and Dick and Buttons, and then I worked my way up through to a few baddies. This is on stage. But when it got to the film versions, I'd done one dame, which is really a combination of all those things, because you make people laugh, you make them cry, and you tell the story. So I wouldn't call myself a veteran dame. I'm too young to be a veteran dame.
No,
I'm a new boy in the dame world, but it really is the same skills. And I have all my own, it sounds a bit strange, but I have all my own dresses and wigs and I have a big collection of costumes that I've used over the last 3 years. Beautiful, fantastic costumes. So part of the joy of playing a dame is that you have these brilliant costumes that, you know, are jokes in themselves.
Yes, absolutely. And you did dress up as a dame many, many years ago, though, when you did your Duncan Dares shows on the Zip Wire.
Did I? Oh, I don't know. I think you're seeing things. I don't know.
Apparently you did.
I mean, yes.
Dressed as Widow Twankey.
Yes, no, well, I don't remember that. You probably, yeah, certainly when I was cleaning Big Ben, I was being very much a sort of, you know, quite a butch bloke on a sort of a swing. So I didn't do it then. Maybe it's some secret video you've seen somewhere else.
Maybe so. Maybe
I'm not embarrassed by it. I mean, if I was and you found it, I'd love to see it.
I'll see what I can do. I mean, when you look back at your Blue Peter days, you did do some amazingly wonderful, crazy things. Were you ever scared for your life, or did you just love every minute?
No, I've always been a boy that loved to climb up things and jump off things and test out one's physical skills, and I've done that probably right up to now, all my life, really. There's a certain thrill in trying to do things like that, and a great sort of sense of excitement that when you achieve something. And so I was, in some ways, a kind of a perfect person to take over from the light John Notes, if people remember him, because he was the original Daredevil, and I had my own series called Duncan Dares. And then many years later, I made my own travelogue films with my family, where we all traveled around the world together, all six of us, and we were all doing daring things together, you know, in different cultures and in different situations. So it's always kind of always the physical risks are in some ways easier to do. It's that's the emotional risk, which are a bit harder, you know, and mixing those up, which makes life a bit more interesting.
Yes, definitely. And we have a friend and ex-colleague in common as well. Mark Curry used to work on the radio station here.
Oh, really?
And obviously used to work with you as well.
I was probably him on the Zip Wire. It wasn't me.
No.
Mark and I are good friends. We've been pals for years, forever. We even did a big musical together somewhere. I forgot which one it was now, like as a bit of a double act. So,
nice.
Yeah, we're great pals. And we're very similar because, you know, though we've had presenting careers, him more so than me, we're both at heart actors, really. That's how we've been at it, really, for over five decades each. So,
yeah.
And still going strong.
Absolutely. That's nice. And do you think that the two kind of go together? Did you do acting before you did TV presenting? Presumably one would help with the other, I guess.
Oh, yes, yes. No, I started in Olivier's companies in the Old Vic in the 70s, and I did lots of plays and did some big films like Stardust and Quilp and Flash Gordon. And so I'd had a really good telly career and a good theatre career. But I think when Blue Peter came along, I was looking for a bit of a change because I liked the idea of being a pretend journalist. I liked the idea of travel and seeing other things. I mean, actors' lives can be sometimes a bit insular and a bit sort of about them. And actually, to look outward was great. And the same for when I became Chief Scout before Bear Grylls. It was a real kind of joy to do something that had a kind of effect on the world, or you were encouraging other people in their communities to do things for others. So that principle, I think we need a bit of that in government, don't we, really?
Actually,
people,
yes,
for others rather than themselves.
Yes, quite. Yes, it must have been a real honour to be Chief Scout. That was in 2004 you were named Chief Scout. So what does that actually mean?
Well, what it meant was that you're the chief, like Elon Musk's chief twit. I was chief scout, very similar, kind of in charge, but probably not really. It was great, and it had very much the same ethos as Blue Peter, really. You're talking about 500,000 people, but in my day in Blue Peter, you know, you'd have 6 or 7 million people watching. So this is very much about encouraging particularly young people to get active and do things and see the world in a very sort of honest way and to encourage them to participate, really. You know, the word community is always being popped up by everyone, but it is about forming strong communities with these sort of things like the Scouts and things that on telly, which are talking directly to you about doing things. So, yeah, and you know, it's probably a lot easier than being a politician, where you always have to stand up and say things which you probably don't mean and do things that you don't want to do. But when you're in a vehicle like Blue Peter or you're a Chief Scout, you really are intent on making life a positive thing.
Wonderful. And what shows are you going to be in over Christmas? Are you in a panto this year?
No, I'm busy editing this one. It takes huge 15 hours a day to finish a pantomime, the dubbing, the music, the songs. So all of this work, when you do a stage show, you rehearse up until the opening night and then you're on. When you make a film, you film it and then you have post-production. And in the post-production, you add on all the stuff that makes it and brings it to life. In fact, I watched a clip of Star Wars the other day without John Williams' music on it, and it was hysterically dull and terrible. Big John Williams, big chords and his big sort of stolen themes from other great composers, and it turns it into Star Wars.
Yes, amazing. Well, if people want to watch these pantos, they're available online. The website is very easy to remember, pantoonline.co.uk, so they can log on there and have access that way. Peter Duncan, thank you so much for joining us. No, it's been lovely to chat with you.
And of course, because your radio, you can watch this anywhere. It doesn't have to be just where you are. It can be anywhere in the world you can watch this.
Great. As a panel. Perfect. Good stuff. Thanks so much, all Peter. Right. You take care.
No, thanks, Anna.
Bye-bye.
Nice to talk to you.
And you.
Bye.